Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day where there are great new polls that show that the national race for president has been shaken up again, maybe in a very unexpected direction. We will get to that. There's also good news, really good news. I mean, I think everybody can see it as good news with a Senate vote today, and now the bill goes to the House of Representatives to help us avoid a government shutdown. Some specific areas that would be shut down include veterans assistance, food and drug safety programs. That's good. The Transportation Department, funds for the Defense and State Departments at a time of a maximum vulnerability, really, for the United States with the ongoing battle against the Houthis. The entire thing is unbelievable. There's a piece in the British press about World War III. And no, it hasn't been announced yet, but almost. Could the UK be drawn into a war? Three threats that could spark World War III. And they're talking about involving Great Britain. If Great Britain is dragged into a war, that means the United States is almost certainly involved in that war first. And where would that war be? There's new chilling information about North Korea and very smart, very credentialed people suggesting that North Korea has basically made announcements that they are planning an attack that would strike Guam, which is U.S. territory, and potentially other parts of the United States if they can reach Hawaii, and but would also attack Japan. And, of course, South Korea. We will get to that. We'll be talking about that with Gordon Chang a little bit later, who has been saying for years that we have a real danger of a completely insane war launched by North Korea. Speaking of a completely insane, there continues to be worries about not getting the emergency relief to Ukraine because they cannot work out some kind of a deal to get better border security for the United States. Now, this is one area where it's going to take some compromise from Biden administration and from the Republicans in Congress. And by the way, the Republicans in Congress about to lose their majority, not because of voters, but because of members of Congress who are quitting, and a couple of more, one of whom is involved in a messy divorce. This is a congressman from South Carolina and has announced that he's going to leave the House of Representatives early. That means that right now the Republican majority is one vote, one seat. And that seat is very insecure. We will follow up on everything that is going on, but the most important thing is this issue of war and peace. There is a very important column by Nicholas Kristof, who says the globe is already pockmarked with crises, and here may be another. North Korea is acting in highly unusual ways, leading some veteran analysts to fear it is preparing a surprise attack on South Korea and perhaps on Japan and U.S. territory in Guam as well. I've seen many false alarms, writes Nick Kristof, Pulitzer Prize winner, since I began covering and visiting North Korea in the 1980s. I wouldn't write about this latest warning, except that it comes from two particularly credible experts who bluntly conclude that, quote, Kim Jong-un has made a strategic decision to go to war. This is serious material. The two experts that he writes about are named Carlin and Hecker, and they are people who have been right in the past in their analysis of North Korea. Carlin and Hecker both told Nicholas Kristof that they don't know when an attack by Kim, the country's leader, would happen, or what form it might be take, that it might take. Is it going to be an all-out attack? Carlin asked. I have no idea what the thinking of his army is right now. I suspect it is making plans, and they're arguing about it. And some of them are saying, this is nuts. We can't do it. Others are saying, this is what our leader wants, and we're going to have to do it. And actually, we have enough missiles and nuclear warheads that we can. North Korea excels in bluster and insults, so says Nick Kristof. But he points out, my inclination would be to dismiss these warnings if they were coming from anyone else. But Carlin and Hecker are pros who observe and deserve to base their alarms taken very seriously. Now, what does the alarm amount to with a new war launched by North Korea? This week, North Korea announced that it would take a much harsher approach to South Korea, changing its constitution and its longstanding policy on reunification, and would not respect traditional boundary lines. Kim, the dictator, said that his army was making preparations for a, quote, great revolutionary event, which Carlin said is a phrasing that previously has been used to describe war with South Korea. Kim said North Korea did not want war, but suggested it may be coming. The war will terribly destroy the entity called the Republic of Korea. That's the official name for South Korea. And it will put an end to its existence, and it will inflict an unimaginably crushing defeat upon the United States. Unimaginably crushing? On the other hand, one reason for skepticism, writes Nick Kristof, is that it's hard to see how North Korea benefits by attacking its neighbors. Carlin and Hecker don't have a solid answer for that, but they note that there is a long history of surprise attacks around the world that were surprising precisely because they didn't make any sense to those attacked. And Hecker observed that North Korea is one of only three countries that constitute potential nuclear threats to the United States. The others are Russia and China. Yet North Korea lately hasn't gotten much high-level attention. It should. What I've mostly learned from covering North Korea, writes Nick Kristof, is not to make predictions about it. But if it seems prudent to me for the Biden administration to step up diplomatic outreach to Pyongyang to try to engage China at senior levels at this time to allocate intelligence assets to better understand North Korean risks and to ensure that our military forces are prepared, none of us know what will happen, and it would be wise to be ready for anything. Being ready for something actually means keeping the government open and not cutting down on the funding for the defense and state departments, for God's sake, which is one of the risks that we face. The bill passed the Senate, the bill to move the deadline for a government shutdown to March. That bill passed 77-18. The people who voted against extending this matter of national security should also pay attention to this news bulletin. The U.S. carried out a fifth round of strikes on Yemen today after a U.S. ship was struck by a Houthi drone. We will get to the latest on that, to the latest on a surprising poll that shows something of a reversal in public opinion. A reversal in what direction? We will get to that and much more coming up on The Medved Show.
The world's greatest superpower, The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, news from Capitol Hill, the Senate hours ago passed legislation to keep the federal government operating until March. I know there's a great tendency for people to say, who needs the federal government? Well, the federal government includes the defense of the country. at a time when it's very obvious, and we'll speak about this with Gordon Chang coming up, that there is a real threat of war from North Korea, from Iran, from China regarding the new president of Taiwan, who was elected in a free, fair, and democratic election, and who China doesn't like at all. So they passed the postponement of the government shutdown, moving the federal funding deadlines to March 1st and March 8th. The bill passed 77-18. And those 18 were mostly Republicans. But if they did not pass this bill, then after midnight on this Saturday morning, and in other words, what you're talking about is Friday night, okay, midnight, and then you're into Saturday. At that time, which is the day, tomorrow is Friday, for goodness sake. It's tomorrow night, in the middle of the night, roughly 20% of the government would have to shut down, including the Transportation Department, some Veterans Assistance and Food and Drug Safety programs, and then the remainder, which funds the defense and State Departments, among other critical functions, that would expire on February 2nd without the new extension. The new extension is to March 1st and March 8th. Now this has to be passed by the House of Representatives, where clearly the overwhelming majority of Democrats are going to vote for this extension. And again, partially they're going to do that because they recognize that they would have some of the blame if there is all this suffering and economic dislocation and difficulty that would be associated with even a partial government shutdown. I did make a joke that I will recall that's no longer funny. I mean, maybe it wasn't even funny to begin with, which was when they were looking for a new name for the Washington football team. You may remember the old name was politically incorrect. It had an allusion to America's Native American past. And they became the Washington Commanders. And I thought they should be something really scary and intimidating, like the Washington Shutdowns. Boom. Yeah, there it is. But again, it isn't funny anymore. And okay, right now we have an election that is underway that is really a matter of war and peace and who we want in charge of making decisions for this country that may be life and death decisions. With all of that going on, the election is virtually tied. The latest from Newsweek, Joe Biden has opened up a slim lead over Donald Trump in a potential presidential contest between the two. This according to two new recently released U.S.-wide polls, a stark improvement for the Democratic incumbent, and that would be the candidate known as Crooked Joe or Sleepy Joe, according to President Trump. This is following the release of three national polls, putting him behind the Republican front runner. The surveys from pollsters Ipsos and YouGov gave Biden a new lead of between 1 and 2 percentage points. It's basically a tie. Reuters found Biden was the preferred choice of 40% of voters against Trump for 38% of voters when these were the only two candidates highlighted. But that still means that you have 22% who aren't choosing either Trump or Biden. And so what are they doing? Well, they found out in this scenario, another 10% of voters said they would back some other candidate, and the rest were undecided. When third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was added to the mix, and he certainly means to add himself to the mix, Biden and Trump
fell to 34% for Biden, 33% for Trump. That against 17%, and they say for the vaccine skeptic independent. And this is the shocking point about the Ipsos and Reuters polling, and this is going to inspire a great deal of, I think, discussion and analysis. It suggests that only 20% of voters say they would vote for former President Trump if he is convicted of a felony, according to the new Ipsos Reuters polling. Now, if that's true, what it's saying, where their other poll suggested Trump would get 34%, but it's fallen down to 20% only of the voters who say they'd vote for him if he's convicted of a felony. I mean, what are the odds that he will be convicted of some kind of felony before the election? I think most people would say that they're pretty good. I mean, remember, there are four different indictments and 91 different counts on those indictments. This is very complicated. What else is very complicated is the other threat of war. We talked about Korea, and there's another story, and I can't believe it didn't make the front page, because it's deeply, deeply frightening. And the New York Times is reporting that after hitting targets in neighboring Pakistan, Iraq, and Syria with missiles, Iran talked tough today, playing up to friends and to foes alike not only its military capabilities, but its determination to strike enemies at will. "We are a missile power in the world," Iran's defense minister Mohammad Reza Ashtiani told reporters after a cabinet meeting. Wherever they want to threaten the Iranian, the Islamic Republic of Iran, we will react. And this reaction will definitely be proportionate, tough, and decisive. They are threatening to react to the United States, to Pakistan, which is also a nuclear power. They actually sent missiles against Pakistan. What is going on? And what can the United States do about it? Must the United States do about it? We will get to that and much more coming up on the Medved Show.
Entertain your brain every day.
I really, really wonder what's going on in your head.
On the Michael Medved Show.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. A judge in Manhattan will not drop charges against Daniel Penny in last year's New York City subway chokehold killing. Penny is the 25-year-old U.S. Marine veteran caught on camera restraining Jordan Neely, a homeless man.
It's a win for Jordan's family. It's a win for everybody who stood up for houselessness, for mental health.
Attorney Dante Mills represents the Neely family. Penny's lawyers argue he was defending himself from Neely, who he claims to have been acting dangerously erratic with other passengers. It was a record low night for TV ratings at the Emmy Awards this week. Monday's 75th Annual Primetime Emmy Awards, hosted by Anthony Anderson, registered 4.3 million total viewers. Nielsen TV ratings data shows the Emmy's 0.85 viewership rating among wage-earning adults was a new low for the awards show. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
In your daily dose of debate.
I listen to you occasionally when I'm driving, turns my stomach every time I do.
The Michael Medved Show.
Okay, there's some reasons for people to have a turned stomach because Iran's show of strength was meant to reassure conservatives domestically and militant allies abroad. That means conservatives not here in the United States, but in the Islamic Republic of Iran, it was meant to reassure those conservatives and militant allies abroad and to warn Israel, the United States, and terrorist groups that Iran will strike back if attacked. That according to two Iranians affiliated with the Revolutionary Guard Corps, who were familiar with the planning and who spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss sensitive security matters. Supporters of Iran's authoritarian clerical regime have been incensed by recent attacks on Iran that made it appear vulnerable, demanding a powerful response. By yesterday, murals and banners appeared around Tehran praising the missile attacks. These are missile attacks on Pakistan because there's a terrorist group in Pakistan that was blamed for killing upwards of 20 people in Iran. And there were murals and banners appeared praising the missile attacks and vowing vengeance against Iran's enemies. At Palestine Square, as it is called, A mural on a building depicted a missile being fired with a caption warning in Hebrew and in Persian, "Prepare your coffins." That's a wonderful thing to see as you're visiting Palestine Square in Tehran. Iran fired missiles into three countries that are in varying degrees friendly to Iran: Syria, Iraq, and Pakistan. That makes military retaliation unlikely, though the attacks ruffled feathers. Iraq and Pakistan both recalled their ambassadors to Tehran, and Pakistan barred Iran's ambassador, who was abroad, from re-entering Pakistan. Now, this having to do with an attack on Pakistani territory to pursue a terrorist group that the Pakistanis have at least allowed to flourish? According to Iran, the attack in Syria targeted the Islamic State. The one in Pakistan struck another terrorist group, Jaish al-Adl, and the one in Iraq, in the northern Kurdish region, was aimed at what Tehran says is an Israeli base for intelligence gathering. Israel says, we don't have any base in the Kurdish region of Iraq. And the chances are that they don't. But with all of this going on, it's extraordinary that we don't have more decisive leadership, at least on this Houthis matter, where they hit an American ship most recently. And the difficulties are truly profound. And so what are we paying attention to in terms of our most prominent leaders? Well, President Trump is issuing a counterattack. No, not on Iran, not on North Korea, not on China, not on Russia, but a counterattack on Judge Kaplan, who is the judge in the brand new E. Jean Carroll trial in New York. President Trump was sitting there. He was rebuked by the judge for saying things to his attorney and saying things out loud that the jury might be able to hear. They're not supposed to be able to hear him. This is President Trump commenting outside the courtroom on his feelings about the leader of this particular trial. This is clip two.
So, as you know, the First Lady's mother passed away. The funeral is tomorrow, and we would have assumed that for a trial like this, it's not an emergency in terms of timing. The judge would have been very nice and would let me go, because I want to be at every trial day, because I saw what happened in the first one where I was asked not to go by the lawyers. Very much they said it's demeaning, there was no evidence, there was no anything, and so I didn't go. And I understood exactly what he meant when he said it was demeaning, there was no reason to go and you shouldn't go. And I decided on this one, same judge, he's a radical Trump hater. And I said, I will go to all days. So what happened very terribly is we asked to just delay the trial for one day so I could go to the funeral tomorrow, and then we could start Friday or Monday or any time they want. And he said, absolutely not. The trial will go on just as it is. You can go to the funeral or you can go to the trial, but you can't do both. I thought it was terrible. So he would rather have me miss the funeral or go to the funeral, miss the trial. And that's a nasty man. He's a nasty judge. He's a Trump-hating guy. And it's obvious to everybody in the court. It's a disgrace, frankly, what's happening. It's a disgrace. Happens to be a Clinton appointment, but I'm sure that has nothing to do with it.
He's talking about Judge Kaplan. There's a little bit of confusion because one of the attorneys for E. Jean Carroll is also named Kaplan, but no relationship to the judge. The ongoing discussion here has to do with what President Trump is accused of here is defamation. And he had already, in the first trial, been found liable for defamation, and that's the term, because this is not one of those things that could end up putting him in jail, but it's the kind of thing that could cost him a bit of money. He's already been assessed for $5 million, but then he continued to insult E. Jean Carroll, and she brought him back to court again, and this time she is asking for $10 million, and because President Trump didn't stop talking about her. Meanwhile, there's a whole question about retribution, and President Trump having said during his town hall on Fox that he was going to be too busy for retribution, which was kind of a positive thing to say, it seemed to me. There was a pastor at a Trump rally in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. He flew up to New Hampshire after the trial and then flew back to New York for the second day of the trial. This is clip 12, what the pastor at the Trump rally in Portsmouth sounded like. Listen.
When Donald Trump becomes the 47th president of the United States, there will be retribution on all those who have promoted evil in this country. I said that this is a spiritual battle, and I quoted Ephesians chapter 6 and Romans chapter 13, verse 1 through 4. And they like to spin it their own way. Retribution does not mean civil war. It means just punishment. And that's what we subscribe to here, is we subscribe to a legal system that we believe in fair punishment for those who perpetrate evil in this country. There are just two genders in this country. What we see being waged upon the education system is insane. And those dark demonic ideologies, the communist ideology of Karl Marx in his Communist Manifesto, one of the first principles of Karl Marx's communist ideology was to take away the distinguishment of the sexes. And that's why we see that implemented in China. As soon as communism was implemented, the women all chopped their hair off to have the same exact haircuts as men. And if you go to Shanghai or even Beijing today, it's very much still the same.
Okay. This is, first of all, I've never been to Shanghai. I don't know if this pastor supporting President Trump has ever been to China. But, by the way, if somebody's been there, is it true that everyone is forced to have the same haircut, men and women? Really? That's the worst thing about Marxism? How about the worst thing being mass murder, which is also something they're engaged in? Just ask the Uyghurs. We will be right back on the Michael Medved Show.
Now, that's a nasty man.
Michael Medved.
It's a disgrace, frankly, what's happening. It's a disgrace.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II and, yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Sounding like a raving lunatic.
You don't have a clue.
I think you don't have a clue.
You didn't say that.
I did.
Your wife is a psychologist. You need to sit down with her.
The Michael Medved Show.
That is absolutely absurd.
Yeah, I'm always glad to sit down with my wife, actually. And though, again, even as a very well-credentialed psychologist, a clinical psychologist and best-selling author, Diane can't figure out the craziness of everything that is going on in the larger world, and then here in the United States in our political campaigns. Next Tuesday, just a couple of days from now, is the New Hampshire primary, which could determine if President Trump wins the New Hampshire primary, and he wins it by a big margin. If that happens, and the RCP average right now for the New Hampshire primary, RCP is Real Clear Politics. They take an average of all the polls. It does show Nikki Haley within striking distance of President Trump, but still running behind. It's Trump 43% and Haley 33%. It frankly isn't going to do her any good if she's just close. But if she actually wins the New Hampshire primary, then it shakes things up. And speaking of shaking things up, there's this report, and I can't really put it down. It's fascinating to read. We should put it up on the website, Jeremy. It's from metro.com.uk, and it's British. And it's the British view. Could the United Kingdom be drawn into war? This at a time when Kate Middleton, the Princess of Wales, recently had surgery, and she is not going to be coming out in public until Easter. The King, her father-in-law, King Charles III, has just had corrective surgery for an enlarged prostate, which many people undergo. Prostate cancer was just treated by Lloyd Austin. In any event, with all of that going on, they ask the question, could the UK be drawn into war? Three threats that could spark World War III. And actually, there are more than three threats. They talk about Iran's axis of resistance. The axis of resistance is a military alliance made up of Islamist groups. Iran has built up the network over four decades as a way to oppose American power in the Middle East. Hamas, the Palestinian group who have run Gaza since 2007, is a member of the alliance. Iran said that it was not informed of Hamas's deadly attack on Israel on 7th October before it happened. I think it is most likely that Iran was informed. In any event, other members of the Axis of Resistance include the Houthis, the Lebanese rebel group Hezbollah, and several militia groups in Iraq. Iran has launched attacks on three countries in the Middle East in the last 48 hours. On Tuesday, it carried out strikes in Pakistan, reportedly killing two children. Pakistan called the attack an illegal act and an unprovoked violation of its airspace by Iran. Pakistan today hurled a volley of retaliatory missiles into Iran. Now, these are two different countries where Pakistan definitely has nuclear weapons. Iran probably has at least rudimentary nuclear weapons. This is if they're hurling retaliatory missiles at one another. This is remarkable. The Pakistani missiles that hit Iran, three women and four children were killed, according to officials. The missiles just picked out women and children? They didn't want to hit men, or they were looking, for hijabs? This is all remarkable. Pakistan said it fully respects Iran's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Yeah, that's except for hurling missiles at them. But added that it carried out the strikes to protect and defend its own national security against all threats. Both countries believe the other is harboring militant groups. And they're both right! Iran said its strikes on Pakistan were aimed at Jaish-e-Adil, a militant group that has carried out attacks in Iran, while Pakistan said it was targeting Baloch separate groups inside Iran. Iran has also attacked groups in Iraq and Syria this week. Aren't you glad we live in the United States? I mean, honest to goodness, you read about this level of craziness and how difficult this whole situation is. And then you look at what people are talking about and talking about blocking the kind of investment that we need. Because one of the other possibilities for war that they talk about in this British analysis is from China, because of China and Taiwan. Today they write Taiwan is self-governed, but it is neither officially independent from China, nor is it united in any way with China. Many Taiwanese people want their country to be recognized as separate from China, and earlier this month, January, the Taiwanese voters decisively elected Lai Ching-te as their new president. And China views Lai as a dangerous supporter of Taiwanese independence. And one of the things that is extraordinary right now, and I think it's tremendously important and relevant, is the piece by Daniel Hellinger today at the Wall Street Journal in his Wonderland column. The headline is "The Houthis Vote Early," and he writes that with the American presidency being contested primarily over the moral fitness of one man, that would be Trump, and the mental fitness of another, that would be Joe Biden, can anyone be surprised that the Houthis, a Yemeni Shiite tribe, concluded that this was the right moment to attack global shipping in the Red Sea? A substantial percentage of seaborne shipping, notably oil, travels up the Red Sea and through the Suez Canal. In response to the Houthi attacks, the U.S. has carried out counterattacks against Houthi sites in Yemen, the latest yesterday. Oil giant Shell has halted shipments through the Red Sea, and the world's major shippers are rerouting around southern Africa at great cost, which consumers will bear. Given the sequence of events, from Hamas's act of war on Israel, October 7th, to the Houthis' offensive against the Red Sea shipping lanes, it is now clear that Iran decided the moment was right to stretch the U.S.'s already strained military capacity to the limit, or even breaking point. And again, the idea that this kind of threat that we are dealing with here is going to be put aside while we go through debates and posturing and blockage of important defense investments. And yes, one of those defense investments involves support for Ukraine, so that they are not overwhelmed by Russia, which is determined to do so. We will get to more on that coming up on the Medved Show. We are also going to be speaking with Gordon Chang. And there's a new report about how Christians have faced a record level of violent attacks in 2023. And the worst of those violent attacks occurring in, well, guess where? The garden paradise of North Korea. And then there are attacks in China that occur on a remarkable basis. This new report says that Christians are being persecuted and killed, murdered for their faith basically every day. And you're talking about 5,000 people who are killed for the crime of practicing Christianity every day. We will get to that and also to a new attempt to try to get kids to go to school. Isn't it the law? Yes, we have compulsory education. But what do you do when people violate those laws? And you have 10, 20% of students who don't show up for school. They're trying something new in Ohio, and maybe it's promising. We will get to that and much more coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Become a MedHead member today.
Michael, I'm an enthusiastic fan of yours. I'm a MedHead.
Commercial-free podcasts, commentaries, find out more at michaelmedved.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through your health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.